turn the speakers down. And you are on the air right now.
Yeah. All right. Hello. Welcome to Venturing into the Astral Realm with me being Zach.
And me being Zany Zane. And today we're going to be your tour guides. So just sit down and enjoy the ride.
Yeah, make sure you enjoy it, because it's going to be long. Mm. It's going to be nice.
And beautiful.
Very beautiful. Let's see. We're just listening to some Atlas Sound. I think I have some David Bowie queued up. Let's enjoy that.
It's going to rock our worlds.
Yeah.
In the books, sitting back rows of city limits, lie in bed, coming and going on easy terms. Sons of the silent age, pace their rooms like a cell's dimension, rise for a year or two, then make war, search through their one-inch thoughts, then decide it couldn't be done. To tracks by Sound Therapy and King Dice. Sons of the silent age, pick up in bars and cry only once. Sons of the silent age, make love only once, but dream and dream. Don't walk, they just glide in and out of life. They never die, they just go to sleep one day.
Thank you. Rock em low. I know how it feel to wake up fucked up. Rock em low. I know how it feel to wake up fucked up. I know how it feel to wake up fucked up.
I don't know what it is, but there's an explanation for it.
All right, we're going to keep it in the grooving feeling with some Snoop Doggy Dogg. Straight out of the 90s.
Straight out of the 90s.
Thanks, Ken.
Yeah, gotta say what's up to my nigga Slick Rick. For those who don't like it, eat a dick. But for those who with me, sing that shit. As it go a little something like this. Lordy dawdy, we likes to party. We don't cause trouble, we don't bother nobody. We're just some niggas who on the mic. And when we rock up on the mic, we rock the mic. For all my dogs, keeping y'all in health. Just to see you smile and enjoy yourself. Cause it's cool when you cause a cozy conditioning, which we create, cause that's our mission. So listen close to what we say, because this type of shit happens every day. I woke up around 10 o'clock in the morning. I gave myself a stretch up, a moaning, yawning. Went to the bathroom to wash up. I threw some soap on my face and put my hands up on a cup and said, mirror, mirror, on the wall, who is the top dog of them all? There was a ruffle double, 5 minutes it lasted. The mirror said,
you are, you conceited bastard.
Well, that's true, that's why we never have no beef. So I slipped off my khakis and my gold leaf. Use oil of LA cause my skin gets pale. And then I got the foul for my fingernails. I'm true to the style on my behalf. I put the bubbles in the tub so I can take a bubble bath. Clean, dry was my body and hair. I threw on my brand new doggy underwear. For all the bitches I might take home, I got the Johnson Baby Powder and Cool Water Cologne. Now I'm fresh, dressed like a million bucks. Threw on my white
white socks with my all blue chucks. Stepped out the house, stopped short, oh no. I went back in, I forgot my endo. Then I dilly, I ran through, I bumped into this smoker named from the. This was a girl playing hard to get, so I said, what's wrong? Cause she looked upset, she said,
it's all because of you. I'm feeling sad and blue. You went away, now my life is filled with rainy days. I love you so, how much you'll never know. Cause you took your dope away from me.
Damn, now what was I to do? She's crying over me and she was feeling blue. I said, don't cry, dry your eye. And here comes your mother with those two little guys. Her mean mother steps and says to me, decks Allie in the face and punched her in the eye. Punched her in the belly and stepped on her feet. Slammed the child on the hard concrete. The bitch was strong, the kids was gone. Something was wrong, I said, what was going on? I tried to break it up, I said, stop it, just leave her. She said, if I can't smoke none, she can't either. She grabbed me closely by my socks, so I broke the hell out and I grabbed my sack of rocks. But they gave chase, they caught up quick. They started crying on my shoes and grabbing my dick and saying,
why don't you?
She kept going. The bitch been around before my mother's born. I said, cheer up, so I gave her a hit. I said, you can't have me, I'm too young for you, bitch. She said, no, you're not. Then she starts crying. I says, I'm 19. She says, stop lying. I says, I am. Go ask my mother. And with your wrinkled pussy, I can't be your lover. Tick tock, you don't stop. And to the tick tock, you don't quit. Yeah, tick tock, and you don't stop. And to the tick tock, and you don't quit. Biatch!
Cool.
All right. That was some My Bloody Valentine. Rocking the sweet jams. Venturing into the astral realm.
Yeah.
Next up, we got a song going out to my friend Connor Howard Rose. I don't know if he's listening, but he's going to be at this concert at the Red Barn on Saturday, which everyone should go to. Nice man named Shigeto is on that bill.
Yes, definitely the astral destination.
It's going to be crazy. We'll be right back.
sun. Who cares that it makes plants grow? Who cares what it does since you broke my heart? Who loves the wind?
Hey, who cares that here?
It makes breezes?
Zach,
who cares what it does since you broke my heart?
We're venturing to the astral realm. We're gonna open your mind so much that
I'm
this is your coast by island speaking. And let me tell you a little something about what's going on right now. We're venturing to the astral realm. This you know, but you gotta understand something about a journey like this. It's about believing in everything. It's about opening bottles of beer with a spoon. It's about walking backwards and smiling. It's about just believing in everything and getting everything done and nothing done, man, because we're venturing. And I'll be sure to assist you on this journey because I'm the co-pilot and I take my job very seriously, very chill, because that's the astral realm.
Some wise words from Kenny. We're going to hit you guys and gals and theys and thems with some Atlas sound again. This song, it's a personal fave for myself, with myself, and with Ken. I think both of our heads feel the same way about this one when we're going on journeys into astral places.
Boy, journeys, what would we do without them?
That's a really great question, Ken. Let's see if we can figure it out. Thank you.
It's your co-pilot back here after that wonderful journey. I hope did something for you to remember the importance of a journey. And actually, yesterday, there was a very special journey going on in this country down in New Orleans. It was Mardi Gras. And although arrests were up this year, it's the mayor himself says it was
shit.
Better than ever. Better than ever. And in honor of that wonderful astral experience that some had, others maybe not as much, it takes time to reach that level, we're going to play a little galactic funk straight out of New Orleans here. Thanks.
Like I'm moving, like I'm shaking, like I'm moving, like I'm hippie, 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 joy. Work that, get that, hella that boy.
So
This is going to be the ending of the first Venturing into the Astral Realm. I'd like to say thank you to Michael Lipton. He's a beautiful guy. He's the only one who showed up.
Yeah, it's sure.
God damn it. But, you know, it's okay.
It's okay. Sometimes it's not about physical presence when you're going to the astral realm. It's about not being able to speak English and flying far wherever you are.
That's exactly what I was thinking, Ken. All right, so now this song is dedicated to Michael because I heard he's into it. It's the Doors closing it out in the astral realm.
Have a wonderful week, everyone.
Thanks. That's it. Good night. Good luck. I hope you all had a wonderful time. I hope you had an adventure. I know that I did. I think Ken did too.
It's a sure thing.
100%. I hope you guys enjoy the next show. It's looking great.